produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to all my faith walkers. This is Iona, your host, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walkers broadcast. Faith Walkers is a broadcast which is committed to empowering you to live a more balanced life, mind, body, and spirit. So together, let's set your faith on fire. Our goal is to live a more purpose-driven and vibrant life. So let's faith walk into our God-appointed destiny. But first, I'd like to thank Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA, and producer Ms. Kayla Padgett of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today's topic is temple living. Now, at some time or another, I think we've all heard, both Christian and non-Christians alike, use the phrase, my body is a temple. But what does it really mean, our bodies are a temple? And with that, how should we honor that as Christians? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20 tells us that you do not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Now, why does this imagery fit well with the bodies God has designed for us? And how can we, as Christians, treat our bodies like a temple? Well, let's take a closer look. In Paul's first letter to the church in 1 Corinthians 6:19, the church at that time in Corinth was struggling in their sexual purity, which is what this verse is directly addressing. But Paul implores us to recognize that our bodies are not our own, but belong to God, having been bought at a price by Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. We don't have any right to give them over to sin of any kind. Why? Because our bodies are instruments of righteousness. Therefore, we should keep our minds on things from above and opposed to fleshly temptations. By accepting Jesus as our Savior, we thereby waive the right to do whatever we choose with our bodies. Christians who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit are then a temple to it. So you might ask, okay, Iona, what is a temple? A temple is a sacred meeting place where you meet with God. The purpose of the tabernacle that Paul was talking about was that it serves as a place where heaven met earth so that God could commune with his people unobstructed by sin. Now, since we are now a sacred house, a holy ground, nothing unclean or defiled should enter its presence. Now, I'd like to share with you five different ways to honor God through treating your body like a temple. And the first one is avoid temptation. Don't put yourself in an environment that puts you at a higher risk of engaging in the area in which you are tempted. For example, why would you go to an all-you-can-eat setting if you know that food is a trigger for you and you're likely to overeat? Now, the circumstances will be different for everyone based on what your particular trigger is, but it's the same principle for food addiction, sex, alcohol, work addiction. The list just can go on and on and on. Number two, incorporate setting aside a weekly Sabbath for yourself. A weekly Sabbath is important for a number of reasons, and that's talked about in Exodus. First, when God set that in one of the Ten Commandments, he had our health in mind. He encourages us to rest, restore, and regroup. Second, we must give our bodies a chance to rest and be ready to give our full effort on the following days and challenges that are sure to come. Part of my upbringing was that my mom had us set aside Sunday as a day of rest. We could not play with friends. We couldn't do housework. We basically would get up, go to church, have a family dinner, and rest was the priority of the remainder of the day. My sister and I would sit on the porch and watch other children as they played games in the street. And needless to say, my sister and I didn't appreciate this as children, but as adults, I'm so glad my mom trained us in this way. I still use that practice to today. Second, the Lord uses the Sabbath as an exercise of trust. If he, the God of the universe, can take one day off in 7 days of creation, then we can take one day off a week and trust that God will provide. We should try to dedicate one day a week to honoring God. Number three, take care of your body temple. Although in chapter 1, 1 Corinthians 6:20 is in the context of sexual purity, it does make a point that our bodies do not belong to us. God has given us our bodies as a gift for a short period of time while we're on the earth. Therefore, we shouldn't defile something God has given us, since every gift from him is good. This means we should ensure to make healthy and wise choices. And it also means we should exercise regularly, get some fresh air, and get plenty of rest each and every night. Number four, view your body as a gift. Society often will promote unnatural standards for beauty and youth. And then when we find our body doesn't fit a certain mold, we may begin to see our bodies as anything but a gift. But I challenge you to keep in mind that God made us in His image and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Satan will attempt to use our insecurities about weight, our beauty, or our age to try and distract us from our call to spread the gospel. But if we view our bodies as a creation of the Most High God, we can combat this distraction from our calling and purpose designed for us here on earth. Number 5, remove the junk from the temple, y'all. Get rid of the junk. Remove the idols that we've placed in the very same home with the Holy Spirit. The Word tells us that we can't serve two masters in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. And there surely can't be two masters ruling our temple at the same time. Removing the junk could literally mean removing items that deteriorate our health and our well-being. Things like tobacco, alcohol, drugs, pornography, it could be a number of things. Because if we don't remove them, the devil can often take advantage and lure us into temptations we would have been better able to combat with a sober mind. So dedicate one day a week to rest and honor God. Also, make sure you get enough sleep, exercise, and practice eating healthy foods. And ensure to eat the proper amount of food, not over or under eating or indulging. Reorient your thinking. Remind ourselves that our bodies are a holy and beautiful thing, created by the Creator. So unplug from distractions and other things in our daily walk that tell us differently. A large part of cleaning the temple may include removing some idols we've held on for a while. Removing the idols from our life is the first of the 10 biblical commandments. So let's park here for a second and dive deeper in the concept of idols. Now, idols are anything that you pour every ounce of energy into in hopes of it bringing you the things you desire in return. In other words, anything you place above God, it can be a false god, it could be an object, or even a person that is adorned or worshiped. There are many idols that we struggle with, and many of them creep into our lives without us even realizing it. Some of the common idols of today are, one, celebrity worship. And I'm sure we can all relate and see that in our interactions with some of these celebrity Hollywood stars and singers and sports personalities. Number two, obsession with oneself can become an idol. Why? Because you begin to find security in your own strength, not relying on God for your strength. Number three, self-approval can be an idol. Placing our desires to be liked above our relationship with God. we begin to value man's approval more than God's. And in doing that, we demonstrate where our true loyalties lie. Number four, relationships with others can become an idol. And I'm here to tell you that no human can fill the empty places in our hearts. And if you find that they do, I guarantee you may find yourself depleted at some point. Number five, success can be an idol because our identity must be found in Christ and Christ alone. He wants us to know who we are and whose we are. Number six, wealth. Yes, materialistic idolatry. Now, our culture bombards us with enticing advertisements, constantly convincing us to buy, to acquire, and to accumulate. And I can't tell you how much stuff I have accumulated over the years, and I'm willing to bet that I am not alone. Just take a look around your house. Number seven, health can be an idol. That's right, health. It's good to do what we can to improve our health, and we should. But the problem arises when wellness shifts from a tool to an object of our worship. And with that, we are to know when we've crossed the line into idolatry. Take, for example, ask yourself, which do I think more of? My physical appearance or my Savior? Or do I readily clear my calendar or schedule when I get a call to meet my girlfriend up at the gym for a workout? Do I do the same thing when I know that there's a Bible study meeting, maybe on Wednesday evening? I tell you, our schedules usually reveal where our deepest love and loyalties lie. Number eight, food can become an idol. We are to set our hearts on the one who is the source of all that is good, right, fulfilling, and pleasurable. Do not allow food to begin to overtake your desires. Number nine, intellect can become an idol. Why? Because God gave us intelligence and curiosity to make use of it for grace-filled purposes. So we have to be careful of where we put our energy and intention. And this is not an exhaustive list. This is just a snippet of some of the idols that we may have and not even realize that they're idols. But Jesus is the antidote for every idol that infiltrates our heart. The more we lean into him, prioritize our time with him, and surrender to him, the more he fills the deepest, darkest crevices within us until there's room for nothing else. So we must be mindful of their presence and be actively in the pursuit of removing them so that we can draw even closer to Christ, becoming more and more like him every day. to close out, remember that for Christians, your body is indeed a temple. Hold your body in reverence, for it houses the Holy Spirit. And set your priorities, keeping God first, and remember to always, always walk in faith. And when things do get a little off balance, I've got the best six doctors, which no one can deny. And they are Dr. Sunshine, Dr. Water, Dr. Rest, Dr. Air, Dr. Exercise, and Dr. Diet. So maintain and edify your temple through these six daily practices of the six best doctors: sunshine, water, rest, get some fresh air, exercise for 30 minutes daily, and monitor your diet. Eat healthy. My old saying was, when I would eat, is garbage in, garbage out. So if you want your body to function optimally, give it that premium fuel. So until we meet again, peace and blessings.
I just wanna praise you
forever, come on.
Forever
and ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done for me. Blessings ever.
Jesus,
everything belongs to you.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Dad with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK, and I am so happy and proud to be with you on today. I am so happy that you have tuned in with me today. And I hope that something is said that will empower you along your journey today. Today, I want to talk to you about change. Yes, that word that sometimes we don't like. But change is absolutely necessary. There's so much change going on right now in the world, even in our personal lives. There's constant change dealing with this pandemic that we are in. But I challenge you to look at change from a different lens. Change can occur every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Change is inevitable, yet we are afraid of it. Change can happen on our jobs, churches, in relationships, within our families, and even in life. As an educator, After I would set up my classroom and create all of the routines that were necessary for my students to be successful, I would then also have to teach and try to prepare my students for change. They had to understand that change would occur, and when it does, or when it did occur, it's okay, because that's life. They would make noises, facial expressions, and more to let me know that they were uncomfortable and unhappy with the changes that soon, they got to a place where they would settle into that change that was taking place. Therefore, it is important for us to remember that there will come a time in life where changes will occur, and you will have to adapt. You will have to be flexible and adjust to your surroundings, adjust to what's going on. It won't always be easy, but it may be necessary for your growth and for your development. Some change is meant to help you mature and grow as an individual. Other changes are meant to help groom you for where you're destined to go, destined to be, or destined to do. Whatever the case may be, it will be beneficial for you to look at change with a positive outlook and perspective. So I want to give you 7 tips to help you deal with and look at change with a positive spin. Number 1, acknowledge your feelings. It is okay to admit that you are vulnerable. It is okay to seek help to cope with what you have encountered. It's okay to know that you're not okay. So the more you understand that change will occur, the less agitated and surprised you will be once it occurs. Now, I do understand that there is some change that you cannot prepare for, such as relationships ending, divorce, or even death. However, acknowledging your feelings can help ease the process so you can begin the healing process. Again, it's okay to not be okay. And sometimes that may be the only thing that you can express at that time. Just, I'm not okay. But just know that it will get better. Number 2, prepare yourself. Look for ways and opportunities to make things better. You may not be able to control the change, but you can control how you react to it. So be proactive. Number 3, remind yourself that you're in control and your attitude and actions. I want to say that one again, because I think somebody needs to hear it again. Remind yourself that you are in control of your attitude and your actions. Just because someone comes at you in a certain way doesn't mean that you have to reciprocate that, meaning if it's in a negative type of manner. Just because someone comes with you with their emergency doesn't mean that you have to make it yours. You are in control of your attitude and your actions. You're in control of how you respond to things. You're in control in how you react to things. You're in control of the energy that you give out and attention that you give to people and things. So be positive in your actions and your attitude. Trust yourself and remember, this is not the first time that you've had to deal with change. You can do this. Let me say it again. You can do this. Let me shout it out loud. You can do this. It may be helpful to quiet your mind so you can look at things differently in order to see the positive outlook or outcome. Sometimes you just got to be still before we react, before we respond to something. Sometimes we got to sit still and maybe take a couple of deep breaths just to be present in the moment before we respond, react, or do anything. Sometimes we just have to sit, be still, and be quiet and take some deep breaths. You can do all of them, or just one or some of them. But sometimes that's what we have to do. So I'll shout it out again. You have control over your attitude and your actions. You've got this. Number four, be flexible. It's inevitable, so go with the flow. Live in the moment. Embrace it. Embrace that change. Number five, take positive action to lead you down the right path. Find something you are grateful for and remember that things have a way of working themselves out. Number six, get out of your own way. Get out of your own head. That's self-sabotage, self-doubt, all that stuff. Get out of that air. Get out of that space. Try to find a quiet space for meditation, prayer, or whatever it is that you want to do to ease the stress and fear of change, even if it is talking to a counselor or a therapist. You want to find a way to help you better deal with change, to help you cope with change. Because although you may not know that it's coming, it's ways that when it's happened that can help you deal with it in a better way. And lastly, number seven, see the big picture. I'm going to repeat all of these again. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. Two, prepare yourself. Three, remind yourself that you are in control of your attitude and your actions. Four, be flexible. Five, take positive action to lead you down the right path. Number six, get out of your own head. And number seven, see the big picture. There's something grander in some of the change that occurs, or most of the change that occurs. There's a bigger picture that you can't see immediately or right then in the moment, but later you'll see. An example is some relationships. You may not see the big picture at the moment, but later down the line, when you reflect, you're like, that was the best decision I ever made was to get out of that relationship. It may be a job where, you know, you may not see it, you know, maybe you got fired or maybe you decided to leave, but you may not see it at that time, that the grander scheme of things at that time in the moment, because you're hurt or, you know, you really didn't want to leave or it was a challenge for you to leave or whatever the case may be. But later you'll be like, I'm glad I left, because I would have been stuck because I was so comfortable. I was so comfortable with the money, but it wasn't the best situation for me. I was so comfortable with the flexibility of my job, but it wasn't the best thing for me. So sometimes while we're in it, in that moment, we can't see the big picture, but I challenge you to at some point reflect so that the big picture can be revealed to you and you'll understand things a little bit better, a little clearer. And so, although change may not be easy to deal with, sometimes change is for the better. And so Alan Watts said, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Remember, change will occur whether you want it to or not. So get ready, set your mind in a positive state, and go, because change happens to you, happens for you, not to you. Let me say that again. Get ready, set your mind in a positive state, and go, because change happens for you, not to you. So that is my time for the day. And just remember, change is necessary. So if you want to continue on this DAB journey, follow the DAB podcast, that is the Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast on Apple Podcasts as well as other platforms. And you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K, or Twitter at 4 Life Coach K. That is the number 4 at Life Coach K. As always, I want you to continue to be great on purpose. And until next time, I am your transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.